The likes of that have judged Judy, and that's a bit of a farce, isn't it, really, to be honest with you?
She is a real judge.
Is she really? I didn't realise that.
Even though the TV show, obviously, it's not a binding case, but she's a retired judge. Letting cameras into Irish courts today for the very first time, is it a good thing? Will we understand how the system works a bit better?
There's pros and cons to everything like that, you know. Like, it may turn into a bit of a circus when people realise that they're in court and they might, you know, express themselves a little bit more so than what they'd normally do, you
play
know.
Up to the camera almost.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what I'd imagine that would happen, you know.
Let's say you stole a loaf of bread and you found yourself in court. How would you feel if there were cameras
inside the court? It'd be pretty bad when, you know, your neighbours and everybody knowing who you are, you know.
Chief Justice Frank Clark has said he wanted to demystify what happens in the court. What's your view of cameras in the courts?
I've been in and out of court many a times, and a lot of the talk does go over my head.
It's quite frightening, isn't it, a court?
Yes, it can be very intimidating, yes. I think it would be a good thing to reach out to show how they come to their decisions, that it's not the judge who sentences you. It is the books of law which dictates to him how long or how short of a sentence he's able to give the person in front of him.
How would you feel if you're in court and there's cameras on you? Obviously the TV cameras sometimes are outside, but inside, how would you feel about that?
I wouldn't have any say in it, because it's to show the public how the court system works, and if it stops teenagers or young adults from selling their drugs or going out with their guns, like I'll give you a perfect example, the Veronica Guerin case. They put the getaway car and the gun in your garage so that the police could not find it in the immediate area, and then they located it. I'd be inclined to think that person had just as much to a hand in the killing of that person, any person, not just that lady journalist.
Let's talk a little bit about you and going to court. What was it like in the court, and what were you in for?
I was in for basically going into shops and stealing clothes.
Shoplifting?
Yes, yes.
So kind of small fry stuff, nothing big?
Yes, nothing.
No bank robbery?
No, or selling drugs, nothing like that, no.
When you were in court and you stood up, did you wear a suit?
Oh yes, I made sure that I wasn't disrespectful to the judge, and I'd stand for him. And O.J. Simpson, yes, the way he played to the camera, putting the glove on. And
the glove don't fit?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it was soaked in blood, so it would have shrunk. Yes.
Perhaps you might. You might, yes, become more animated.
People could, and solicitors as well, they could play with words, and they know the language of words better than me. Or
are we going down that route by opening up the courts to the cameras? At the moment it's just small things. Do you think eventually it could be everything?
So I was trying to get it on Oireachtas TV, but it wasn't there, you know. But I have an interest in it, and what types of cases they would be allowing to be shown on TV in the courts.
I don't think should bring them in, no.
You don't
think? I think the family should be left their own privacy.
What do you think of the idea of court judgments?
No, I'd rather, like what my friend said, yeah, it should be all like to
the death. You don't want everyone there with your family when someone has got sued with death. You don't want everyone in the courtroom. Like, you know what I mean? Some say it's charged that a child came up in a bad family and don't want people knowing all about their business.
At the moment, you know, you've got court reporters in there writing shorthand.
I know
shorthand,
you do, yeah, and they're all
outside as well.
I've went to it myself, yeah.
You've seen that?
I've seen it myself. Like, I've had problems with, in my life and homes at the moment with the kids and that. Like, and like, I've been left on the streets with cancer and everything, and my family's been dead. But I've seen, like, my child, because they've been left on the streets, been in courts, and everyone really knew what happened to his life.
And they've read about it in the
newspaper?
They've
read about it. Put us all over the newspaper like scumbags, and that wasn't the vision of it.
Who are the scumbags? The journalists?
No, they put us like on as if we were scumbags. Oh. For the way our lives, for the way that we've lived our life, do you know what I mean? And it's not a choice to be living on the streets or to live anywhere, bring up your kids, you know what I mean? Kids are not going to turn out right when they have to keep them cares. and
so
no,
you don't welcome cameras at all?
No, either me. No.
You don't think it's a good thing?
No, not at all. As the girl said, you need your own privacy and all, and then if you're fighting with it, arguing with anyone,
yeah, do you know
and
where
then
you
it, do you know where
and you don't want to see video pictures of that?
No.
Sorry.
Even if it's just the judgment, even if it's just the judge, final judgment.
No.
Well, I think no, but in a rape case, yeah. You know,
for
but
drug
I
habits.
Definitely think in a rape case they should be brought in.
So the TV cameras should
definitely
show
in a rape, yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Well, even
show how
CCTV.
But if you look at the United States, they let cameras in an awful lot,
right?
And they show pretty much everything.
Oh, very graphic. Yeah.
Is that the way to
not,
go?
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, well, we've no problem with it happening. To be honest with you, yeah.
I'd say yes to a rape and no to everything else.
We can write about it. The journalists can write about it.
Yeah.
They can talk about it outside the court by having television pictures.
You don't actually see their faces, though. You know. The other chairman I saw on
television. Well, you might see a print of him or him leaving or her leaving court.
Oh, it's debatable, but I'm not the one to decide.
But you refer privacy.
Privacy is paramount these days.
And have you ever been in court yourself?
Oh, many, many times, yeah. And I valued the fact that there would be no cameras there.
There was no cameras?
Yeah, I didn't want any there anyway.
And were you a naughty boy?
Well, I wasn't too bold, no. Well, I'm walking the streets today.
My honest view is I don't think cameras should be allowed into the courtroom. What happens in the courtroom? Because there's certain things that probably come up and other people would jump on the bandwagon, like, and that person is slaughtered before he's even convicted.
You're worried about trial by media?
Exactly. It always does be trial by media, because the media always puts stuff in the paper before the trial. People, the paper, like, linking people to certain people, or this person's carrying that coffin, and 2 weeks later that person's getting shot because he's f***ing going
so
through.
So all that innuendo.
I don't think he should be allowed into the
So no TV cameras?
Not in a camera.
Even if it's just judgments, even if it's not the full thing?
Not for the full fix, probably for the verdict getting read out, but not to sit in there for a trial the whole lot, because certain things could be made out of that and then written into a story, and I don't think it's right.
But are we not opening up the judiciary? Are we not opening up the system?
Yeah, open the system, ours, yeah. If I was to do it, I'd be putting it down for the likes of paedophiles. Yeah, people that's going out committing crime and robberies, not serious doing it. It is serious crime, but to get the money.
When is a robbery not serious?
Yeah, it is serious, yeah, but when you do something, there's no one there.
I think it's personal experience. I don't think like it should be broadcasted. I wouldn't like to have TV cameras if I'm in court.
Have you been in court before?
Yes, I have, yeah.
And there were TV cameras outside, were there? Were there newspapers or...?
No,
no.
No
one?
No.
So you weren't that interesting for the cameras anyway?
Obviously not, no.
My honest view is, I don't think we'll ever know what's going on in this country. I don't find it very trusting outside Leinster House, what's going on.
So at the moment, you're saying TV cameras in the courts, will it make you trust this country more?
If it'll be a Judge Judy show or something.
Very good.
You think
very
it's good, good to
yeah
let the cameras in?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah. Let them see more what's going on.
Have you ever been to court yourself?
I didn't need you.
Was it daunting? Was it scary?
Very scary, yeah.
Why? Why was it scary?
Well, the man in front of you is looking to give you a sentence.
This is the judge?
Yeah.
And then you've got the barristers,
barristers
and solicitors.
Barristers, solicitors.
And by letting the TV cameras in there, would it make you feel more safe? Do you think you'd have more of a better chance of getting off or anything like that?
Well, people will have more respect for you. More respect. That's it.
And what were you doing in court?
Drunk and disorderly.
And did you get off?
Yes, I did.